If inheritance was not just about DNA, if these gene switches were so important, just what could turn them on or off? Stephanie and Eamon Mullins have two children, Kieran and Charlotte.
When we're trying to conceive and you see all your friends around you getting pregnant, having children, as each month went on, you become more and more desperate.
Doctors recommended IVF treatment. In the UK alone, around 8,000 babies are conceived every year using assisted reproduction techniques like IVF. After the third attempt, Stephanie became pregnant with Kieran.
At the time, they didn't really highlight any risks to us. And then we went for our routine scan. And I did feel that the scan was taking an awful long time. Basically, what they'd found was something called an exomphalos on Kieran's abdomen, which basically means that part of the bowel is still on the outside of the abdomen.
Doctors suspected that Kieran might be suffering from Beckwith-Wiedemann syndrome, a rare condition where babies are born very large, often have oversized tongues, and have a high risk of developing childhood cancers.
They couldn't say 100% that the baby did have Beckwith-Wiedemann syndrome, but it was showing signs. They could see his tongue protruding on the scan. And he said that he had very big thighs. But until Kieran was actually born, we didn't know how severely affected he was going to be.
When Kieran was born, it was clear he did indeed have Beckwith-Wiedemann syndrome.
Within a few hours of the birth, Kieran had to have surgery to have the bowel that was on the outside of the abdomen basically put back inside, repaired.
Kieran also had surgery to reduce the size of his tongue. And every few months, he has scans to check for tumours.
Good boy, Kieran. You are a very, very good boy indeed.
Cases of Beckwith-Wiedemann syndrome caught the attention of Wolf Reich. Wolf Reich worked in developmental genetics. He was fascinated by this emerging epigenetic ghost world. He wanted to know what could throw the switches on or off. To his surprise, he found that simply placing a mouse embryo in a culture dish could trigger genes to switch off.